Good morning. Today is Monday, September 27th, 2021. With KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera. COVID-19 booster shots are expected to become widely available by the end of this week for residents who received Pfizer vaccines. In the Reno Sparks area, where hospital staffing has been a concern, Washoe County Health District Officer Kevin Dick says he doesn't foresee trouble meeting demand. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention last week endorsed extra doses for millions of older or otherwise vulnerable Americans who received two Pfizer shots. Boosters haven't been approved yet for people who received Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccines. The city of Reno will soon require its employees to receive the COVID-19 vaccination. KRNV is reporting that city officials sent an email to employees making the announcement Friday. The new requirement will unfold when the U.S. Food and Drug Administration gives full approval of the Moderna shot. Unvaccinated city employees need to use N95 masks until that time. The city now requires new hires to be vaccinated as a condition of employment. The requirement comes after Reno Mayor Hillary Sheevy announced last week that she had tested positive for COVID-19. The mayor said her symptoms are mild, which she says is thanks in part to being vaccinated. She's spending 10 days quarantining and will be working remotely. California Governor Gavin Newsom has approved nearly $1 billion in new spending to prevent wildfires that are getting bigger and more destructive from climate change. KUNR's Michelle Billman has the details.
Newsom approved the spending on Wednesday while visiting Sequoia National Park. The park contains some of the world's largest and oldest trees that have been threatened by a recent wildfire. California's wildfire budget has grown to $3.4 billion from just $800 million in 2005. But most of that money has been spent on putting fires out. California's $1.5 billion total wildfire prevention budget this year will pay for things like clearing brush and dead trees that act as kindling for large fires. Michelle Billman, KUNR News.
The Northeastern Nevada Regional Hospital in Elko said Friday that its intensive care and medical surgical units were near capacity and that it had postponed elective surgeries and added beds. Officials are pleading with residents to get vaccinated against COVID-19 and to take other precautions to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. Along with getting vaccinated, the hospital urged residents to avoid large gatherings, wear a mask around people other than from their households, and to observe physical distance. The hospital said wait times were longer than normal, but that it was still able to safely provide medical care. Longmont, Colorado, and the Northern Arapaho Tribe just became sister cities, a highly unusual partnership. As Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent explains, tribal leaders have high hopes for the union.
The Northern Colorado city sits on the ancestral homeland of the Northern Arapaho tribe. Following an 1860s treaty, the U.S. government pushed Native Americans from this area. Today, the Northern Arapaho call Wyoming's Wind River Reservation home. Stephen Fasthorse is a tribal councilman. He says the partnership is a huge opportunity for Northern Arapaho youth to see their homeland.
The significance can't even be explained in words. You know, I'd hope that this could get enough spotlight to where it could be part of a movement that other states and cities want to follow.
The new agreement will be anchored by initiatives that allow children to visit each other's community. Fasthorse says this is a profound step in forging understanding between indigenous and non-native people, and he believes it to be the first in the U.S. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
And a Nevada man pleaded guilty to participating in a scheme to defraud multiple financial institutions of more than $1.9 million in forgivable loans. He did so by filing fraudulent bank loan applications that were earmarked for coronavirus aid. This included listing non-operational businesses as if they had employees and monthly payroll. According to court documents and admissions made in court, Jorge Abramovs submitted at least 12 Paycheck Protection Program loan applications to seven different lenders. Abramovs pleaded guilty to several charges, which included tax fraud, and faces a total of 45 years in prison. In May, the Attorney General established the COVID-19 Fraud Enforcement Task Force to combat and prevent pandemic-related fraud. For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera.